back here on Giants.com with your two-minute drill, joined by Howard Cross. I am John Schmoke. The Giants and the Panthers, 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. Howard, let's talk a little bit about this Carolina Panther offense. They're very impressive, and they're led by quarterback Cam Newton, who JT Thomas knows is very hard to bring down.
We'll definitely tune in this week to, you know, working on our tackling fundamentals, wrapping up, getting guys to the ground by any means necessary.
Now, Howard, I don't think anybody was quite the height and weight of Cam Newton when you were playing at quarterback. Randall Cunningham was fast, but he wasn't quite as big as Cam. What's the challenge for these defensive players in trying to slow down a physical specimen like Cam Newton?
Well, really, it's the read option. That's the real challenge. What happens with the read option is it makes the quarterback makes the defensive end and one of the linebackers hesitate just a little bit before they make their approach. They're not full speed ahead. They have to watch a little bit more. So instead of just doing what you know, you have to actually anticipate. You have to read and react. And when that slows everybody down, the quarterback can get a full head of steam and he can make some plays. The way to stop that, though, is like when he is out in the open and he's running, is not just to tackle him but to lay a hit on him. And a lot of guys are a little afraid of the idea of hitting a quarterback because still he's a quarterback. Even though he's out of the pocket, they still have that thing in their mind. He's a quarterback. You have to hit him. They did it against the Dolphins. They hit Tannehill one time on the read option. He didn't run it again for the rest of the game.
And one of the better tight ends in the league is Greg Olsen. He's Cam Newton's number one target, Howard. Former tight end, mm-hmm. What's your take on Greg Olsen?
Greg Olsen's a very, very good player. He almost never leaves the field, which is, you know, unheard of these days. He probably clocks more plays than almost any player in the league, including offensive linemen. He does a really good job. So the thing that you have to do with Greg Olsen, unfortunately for him, is you got to beat him up. You got to beat him up in the run game when you're taking him on one-on-one. You got to beat him up when he's starting to take off, trying to get ready to go run his routes. You hit him a couple times there. You know, make his day long. Stay on him all day long. Keep beating on him and beating on him. If he's away from the play and you're going against him, if you know you're getting tackles, just stay with him and make him work harder. That's the way you beat up Greg Olsen.
Howard, we appreciate the time.
No problem.
That's Howard Cross with your two-minute drill on Giants.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.